All stand. This meeting will come to order. August 31st, 2021, regular meeting of the Savannah Chatham County Metropolitan Planning Commission. We'll start with a prayer and then go to our Pledge of Allegiance. Heavenly God, we ask you to bless us each and every day, the citizens of Savannah. We ask you to please bless the souls of our 13 heroes who were lost in Afghanistan, so American soldiers, and bless those who seek the American dream. That you fulfill their life, protection and praise in your glory. We ask you to bless the citizens of Savannah. Thank you for the beautiful weather we've been having and protecting our city from hurricanes. In your name we pray, amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good afternoon, everybody. For staff, petitioners, members of the public who are participating, our procedures for today will be as follows. The agenda is broken down into several parts. First, notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. Next, the consent agenda, which consists of items for which the applicant is in agreement with the staff recommendation and there are no known objections. This will be followed by regular business, old business, and adjournment. For each agenda item on regular business, the staff will make a presentation. The staff presentation will be followed by a presentation by the petitioner, should they elect to do so. The petition will be allotted a time frame of no more than 20 minutes. The board may then ask questions of the petitioner or staff for clarification. Afterwards, the floor will be open for public comment. If you wish to comment on the item that the board is considering at the time, use the raise your hand feature on your screen. Do not use the feature until the item you want to comment on is being considered. At the appropriate time, you will be recognized and staff will unmute your microphone. At the end of your allotted time, as determined by the chair, your microphone will be muted and the chair will recognize the next speaker. The total public comment time will be equivalent to the petitioner's presentation time. Therefore, it is important that you use the raise your hand feature on your computer during the hearing on that item if you want to speak on a petition. Once the floor is closed for public comment on a petition, no additional public speakers will be allowed to speak. If you are not certain you want to speak, still use the raise your hand feature on your computer. You will have the option to decline when your name is called. After public comment, the petitioner will have the opportunity for rebuttal and then additional needed questions by the board. Finally, the board will take action. Okay. So we will go into item one, approval of the agenda. I need a vote.
So moved.
Second.
We'll make this quick. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Ayes have it. Then we'll go to notices, proclamations, acknowledgments. Item number two, September 21st, 2021 will be our next regular MPC meeting at 1:30 p.m. at the Planning Commission. Okay, then we go to items requested to be removed from the final agenda. Number three, the zoning map amendment, Sweetwater Station, rezoned from RA to RSF4. I need a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody object? Thank you. Passes. Next, we'll go to the consent agenda. Approval of the August 10th, 2021. Somebody say something? Sorry. Approval of the August 10th, 2021 briefing and regular meeting minutes. Need a motion to accept that meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Say aye.
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 Anyone against? Passes. Old business. Special use approval request, 9 West 43rd Street Restaurant with alcohol sales, and Mr. Marcus Watson will take over. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we mentioned in the pre-meeting, for those who were here, this item was previously heard by the Planning Commission and forwarded to City Council. The petitioner is requesting a special use for a restaurant. The applicant filed their application with the MPC. We reviewed it, made a recommendation that included some conditions, which we'll talk about in a second, and forwarded the Planning Commission's recommendation to the City of Savannah. Upon the City of Savannah's review, a determination was made regarding some of the conditions that we recommended, and I'm going to go through those with you here in just a second. But the subject property is located at 9 West 43rd Street. This is a vicinity map showing the location of the property. Here's the aerial map. There's an existing building on the site, which the petitioner is renovating for the purpose of establishing a restaurant at this location between West 43rd and West Victory Drive. This is a zoning map. The subject property is zoned TC1. It's traditional commercial. The use is a permitted use. The restaurant with alcohol sales requires a special use permit. So, this item, which was heard on June 8th and again recommended for approval, included conditions related to both parking and hours of operation. One of the conditions related to parking, or the condition related to parking, was that the applicant provide an additional 5 off-street parking spaces based on the parking criteria of the current zoning ordinance. The other condition was that the restaurant shall operate only between the hours of 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. Both of those conditions with our recommendation were forwarded to the City Council, and upon their review, it was determined that this plan, a plan for this property, had actually been approved under the previous zoning ordinance. With that approval, those additional 5 parking spaces would not have been required at the time. So it was the city's finding that the MPC should not require additional parking spaces over what was required by the zoning ordinance. The city manager's office sent us a memo to that effect, which is here, and basically said that the city remanded the petition back to the MPC for the special use to reconsider those conditions. With that finding, staff is recommending that the board recommend approval for the special use permit with only the condition regarding the hours of operation being from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Is the petitioner here?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to come forward. Please state your name for the record, sir, and you have 20 minutes if needed.
My name is Dana Braun, and I hope I take no further time than what Mr. Lotson has presented. We're certainly in agreement with it, and the condition about the 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. is acceptable to our client and us. And I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Braun? Anybody out there in the computer world? Please raise your hand on your computer. If you're at home, if you have a question for the petitioner. Nope. Okay. Yes, Mr. Wayne Noah. Yes. Question for staff.
There's nothing that we can do to change the 5 additional parking places. My concern is why this made it through this body all the way to the city and now sent back. I don't quite understand what ordinance was in place that we did not know about.
Well, here's what happened, Mr. Noah, is that under the previous ordinance, the parking regulations were different. And this property, the plans were approved under that ordinance. What happened when the application was submitted, the information that was provided by the applicant did not reference their approval under the previous ordinance. It referenced a different plan. So we had incorrect information that was provided in the application process. And then once it went through review at the city, they found that it was actually approved under the old ordinance.
That's my fault. Staff asked a question about the square footage and I sent an old drawing that wasn't the approved plan, and that showed these five parking spaces, and that's why, and it had already been approved under the old zoning. And I apologize for the inconvenience to the board and the staff about that error.
Ms. Karen Jarrett.
Did we see the old design, and do we have a copy of the new design?
Yes, and I can show that to you here. So this is a copy. This is a copy of the approved plan, which is essentially the renovation of an existing building, which I think is where we got into some confusion with what was submitted previously, which included some things that were not part of the approved plans.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Any further questions by commission? Is there anybody out there in computer? Raise your hand. Nope. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Braun. With no further discussion, look for a motion.
Move to approve staff recommendation, including the condition.
Second. We'll go to a verbal vote.
Keith Hoyt.
Roel Joyner. Tom Woodwardy. Scott Watkins. Dwayne Stevens.
Aye.
Joe Welch, yes. Mr. Joseph Irvin. Ms. Karen Jarrett.
Yes.
Ms. Elizabeth Epstein.
Yes.
Mr. Travis.
Yes.
Catch your mic off. Ms. Eula Parker.
Yes.
Mr. Wayne Noah.
Yes.
Mr. Lee Smith.
Yes.
Ms. Maureen Bowles. Ms. Bowles.
Yes.
Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Welch.
Yes, sir. Well, we go to regular business. Item 6, rezoning map amendment 5782, 5786, and 5792 Ogeechee Road, rezoned from RA and BC to R3. Mr. Marcus Lotson, we'll proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The petitioner is proposing to rezone two existing parcels and a portion of a third parcel from RA, which is residential agriculture, and BC to the R313 multifamily residential classification. The subject properties are located on the west side of Ogeechee Road between Quaco Road and Bridgewater Drive. Bridgewater Drive is the entrance to this apartment complex that I'll show you here in just a second. 5792 Ogeechee Road is a 3.36 acre parcel, which is zoned BC. That property was rezoned from a multifamily residential classification to the current zoning in 2018, by the current owner, in fact. The previous multifamily classification permitted 18 units per acre at that location prior to it being rezoned to commercial, and they're requesting 13 units per acre at this time. Petitioner is also proposing to rezone a 1.86 acre portion of that property to that classification and to maintain the existing commercial zoning along the frontage adjacent to Highway 17 Ogeechee Road. In terms of the other two parcels, 5782 and 5786, these are two separate parcels north of the subject property. They're 1.32 acres in size each, these two parcels here, and are within the residential agriculture zoning classification. The applicant is proposing to rezone those properties as well to the R313 classification. Petitioner's intent is to develop the subject properties as a townhome development. The proposed zoning does allow both single family, two family, and multifamily residential, as well as certain civic and civic uses like churches and schools. The total acreage of the property is proposed to be rezoned is 4.32. The maximum number of units that could be achieved at the proposed density is 42. However, development factors such as stormwater, vehicle access, and other standards could reduce that number. And the site plan has not been presented for official review at this time, so that number may or may not be achievable in terms of the overall number of units that are shown on the concept plan, which I'm also going to share with you now. This is a concept plan provided by the applicant that shows access from Bridgewater Road, which is located here. It also serves as access from Highway 17 for commercial development on the west side, as well as the entrance to this existing apartment complex. With the request to rezone these properties to the R3 classification, our review of the overall plan led us to recommend approval with some conditions. This is the property, the location of the property here that the petitioner is proposing to leave out of this rezoning request and maintain the commercial zoning classification. We believe that that's an appropriate location for commercial zoning. The property immediately across Bridgewater is also commercial, as are most of the properties that front along Highway 17, Ogeechee Road in this location. And the balance of the property is consistent from a land use standpoint with adjacent properties as they are developed with multifamily residential. Staff did find that the proposed 13 unit per acre density is appropriate at this location. It does serve as somewhat of a transition between the existing multifamily residential that is developed at a higher density and some still adjacent single family and mobile home park that is developed at a lower density. We do believe though that should the board choose to recommend approval of this rezoning request, that it contain the following conditions. One is that any unified development of the subject properties shall require recombination of land prior to development review. So as you saw on these maps, there are currently three separate parcels with the intention of splitting the southernmost parcel. We found that in order to develop as requested, that all parcels should be combined. Also, that any proposed public or private access road, as shown on this concept plan, that road right-of-way or other access and turnaround shall require approval by Chatham County Engineering and Chatham Emergency Services. What's shown here may or may not be a final design, but it does show the a right-of-way, and that would require emergency access turnaround, as well as obviously adequate access for the development of the property. So that final decision in terms of access, we will leave to Chatham County Engineering and Emergency Services at the time of development, should this be adopted. And with that, I'll answer any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Is the petitioner here?
Yes, sir.
Sir, if you'd like to come forward and state your name for the record and allow you up to 20 minutes if need be.
Okay, thank you. My name is Neil McKenzie. I'm here on behalf of Country Life Properties, just respectfully requesting the board to approve this application. We feel like that this request is in line with basically what's out there. And we do accept the conditions that Mr. Lawson put out of having these parcels recombined and having the site plan approved by county engineering and county staff prior to development. With that, I don't have anything else to add, other than what Marcus said, but I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Mr. Wayne Noah.
A couple questions. I know you're going to go through staff and engineering, and will this also go to Chatham Emergency Services for review?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I can't look at the dimensions of the T at the end, yeah. And it looks as though that may eventually go out to Quaker Road. Is that a plan at some time, or is that strictly for turnaround?
That's strictly for turnaround and then, as of now.
Okay. And the last question, and I don't know which one to ask. It was stated Bridgewater. I think Bridgewater is further down the street. This is the access to Ogeechee Road. Is that correct? I just don't.
Yeah. I see what you said. Yes, sir, Mr. Noah. I did misspeak if I said Bridgewater.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it will be to the Slate apartment access.
Yes, sir. Right okay. here.
Thank you.
Ms. Karen Jarrett.
I have a couple of concerns about the rear parcels and that no man's land in between the two rear parcels. And between that and the access to the road that you're going to be using for your access to Ogeechee. I understand that you're working with the property owner on the drive access, and it looks like that was part of their development plan, was to provide accesses to adjacent parcels, but that area in between those two parcels, we haven't included it here in the zoning, and it's not shown as being separated from the others. I just have some concerns and wanted to see if you could clarify those concerns for me.
Let me make one statement regarding that, Ms. Jarrett, before I let Mr. McKenzie speak. Because Mr. Noah brought this question up during the pre-meeting. I wanted to go check. And in further review, because we're recommending that should this go forward, these properties be recombined for the purpose of development, that portion that you're talking about, that no man's land, would become a public right-of-way in that case. So therefore, it wouldn't be necessary to rezone the property for it to be developed in that way, but that would happen during the subdivision process. But I'll let Mr. McKenzie answer your question about the other access points.
Well, that raises the question about the public right-of-way. If it is a public right-of-way, why don't we go ahead and connect it to the properties to the northwest?
I think there's the issue with that is ownership of those properties right now, because that real estate transaction is not taking place yet. In other words, the two parcels because they have not been combined yet,
mm-hmm.
when they go through the subdivision process is when that will take place.
But putting a hammerhead in certainly isn't as effective as making a three street.
Oh, I agree. But I don't know that.
So we'll wait for the development plan.
I don't think they've got access to Quaker Road at this point.
Right. And just to follow up, so access to Quaker, that piece of property that's directly to the north and east, that is a church, and I don't know of any any access conditions from Quaco to this piece of property. And like Marcus said, that strip in the middle would be subject to the site plan and the recombination when that comes up.
I'll bring it up when site plan comes.
Okay.
In. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Noah.
I still have a question. How can property be combined when it's not owned by someone? How can you combine 7 and 8 and not own in between?
They Let me go here to see to make sure. So you're talking about these two properties?
You're going to combine those two properties?
Yes. The owner of these properties, as we understand it, also owns now, as of recently, the strip in between.
Then I'm good.
But it hasn't been combined.
That answers everything.
Mr. Dwayne Stevens?
I suppose this would be a question that's more suitable once the development plan comes back before us. However, I wanted to inquire about staff just to make sure I'm understanding what the zoning type is. I know it's commercial, but what the zoning type is and what the buffer requirement would be from in between the commercial parcel and the residential.
Okay, so then let me go back here.
There you go.
So here, and this is approximate in terms of the separation of this parcel, but the portion that abuts Highway 17 would remain under the current zoning, which as you can see here is commercial. So that portion to the rear would become residential, multifamily. So there would be a required buffer along the rear of this property, because the property to the north is also commercial, so it would not be a buffer requirement there. But here, they would be required, I believe it's a 20-foot buffer and a 6-foot fence adjacent to the what would be the R3 residential.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Noah?
Can you go down one or up where it says zoning?
The zoning map?
Yep, right there. So what is the, I see it, sorry. It's way across the street. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, current zoning. Sure.
Is there any commissioner online on the computer like to ask a question to petitioner? Okay, is there anybody in the audience? There's no one here today, but in the computer world, I'd like to ask a question to petitioner or staff.
For members of the public, if you're on and would like to ask a question, please use the raise your hand feature and the chairman will recognize you.
Thank you, Mr. Watson. Nobody? Okay. Thank you, sir. Is there any discussion amongst us, commissioner board?
Second.
So the staff is recommending approval to rezone the property to the R313 classification with the following conditions. Any unified development of the subject parcel shall require a recombination of land prior to development review, and any proposed public or private access road, right-of-way, and turnaround shall require approval by Chatham County Engineering and Chatham Emergency Services.
That help you, doctor? Okay. No further discussion. I'll ask for a motion.
Move to approve based on staff recommendation.
We'll do a vote count. Mr. Heath Lloyd? Mr. Rule Joyner? Mr. Tom Woodworthy? Dr. Watkins? Mr. Dwayne Stevens?
Yes.
Mr. Joseph Irvin?
Yes.
Welcome aboard. Ms. Karen Jarrett?
Yes.
Ms. Elizabeth Epstein? Is Ms. Epstein still on? Mr. Travis Coles?
Yes.
Ms. Sheila Parker?
Yes.
Mr. Wayne Noah?
Yes.
Mr. Lee Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Maureen Bowles?
Yes.
And Joe Welch, yes. And I'm going to go back to Elizabeth Epstein if she's still there. Nope. Motion passes. Thank you. Well, Next on our agenda is other business, reporting from the nominating committee. So understanding that we only have one meeting in September, that's September 21st, I'm going to read out the nominations for officers, which on September 21st, we will vote on. Okay. And on my nominating committee is Mr. Joe Irvin, Mr. Wayne Noah, Ms. Elizabeth Epstein. So thus far, the following nominations are myself, Joe Welch is chairman, vice chairman are two candidates, Ms. Karen Jarrett and Mr. Wayne Noah. Secretary is Travis Coles, and for treasurer is Dr. Watkins. Okay, so if you need that, we will email this to you, and be prepared September 21st for your vote. Any further discussions, Mr. Noah?
Just requesting an update on the accessory structure ordinance update where
trying to
put your mic up.
Putting it more in line with sizes of property. I'm just wondering where you are.
I will say that we have made what, in my opinion, is a significant amendment to what we presented last time to this board. We've submitted that to county staff for review as well. We believe we'll have it at our next meeting for your consideration.
Any further discussions? I ask everybody to please stay healthy. Thank you for those who have come here today in person. Finally, nice to meet you, Ms. Stevens. And we love to put a face with the name and encourage you with all precaution to please come back to the commission meeting. Okay. And with that said, y'all have a very healthy week. God bless all of you. Meeting's adjourned.
Happy Labor Day.